the 11th. And we're over tab one, it's an agreement. We've got the minutes there.
That's all we've got on the consent agenda, just the minutes.
Make a motion to approve and print. Second.
Got a motion and second to approve and comment. If not, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign, ayes have it, we'll go to tab two. And here we are.
Every 2 years after we're, after we have a scheduled election, whether we, the election takes place or not, we have to elect officers. Oh, that's this agenda item, to elect a president, a vice president, and a secretary treasurer. And I think also the assistant secretary as well, which, that's what Ken does.
If everybody's agreeable, I'd make a motion that we keep the same officers and move by that being passed by acclamation.
Second.
Comment. I don't mind, and that's good, but folks, if I live to finish this term, well, I'll be 89. And I've seen people that overnight lose it, you know. And usually the people that lose it don't know they're losing. That's what I want for them, sir.
Well, you're showing no sign of it, Dan.
Well, I hope I don't. I hope I never do. But I sure, if I take this, I sure want to put responsibility on you that I expect. I can't demand anything, but if I could, I would, that y'all use your head. And let's take care of the organization and not worry about who's in charge or who's doing what. And because I know that's what I won't do. I have no idea. I certainly don't plan to. I don't feel anything. I mean, I don't understand how, but, you know, we drove... We drove 400 or 500 a day, and you know, people can't understand that.
But now, Mr. Chairman, I move that we call for a vote.
All right. Thanks for listening. And all those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? I won't oppose it. But all right, motion carries.
I appreciate your comments, though, because my mother's similar age, and I understand.
Hey, you know the success, most time, you don't know it.
That's right, that's right.
Somebody be sure and tell you, have a wife.
Yeah.
Ben, did you say 89?
I will be 89.
See, that clarity you have is
85.
You're truly blessed.
Yeah, this, oh, I agree. Yeah, I don't know why, but I certainly agree with that. I enjoy life
Well, you, as far as I'm concerned, you still got it. So we'll let you know.
Okay.
Larry, I'll add you if you're slipping.
I have a feeling we won't be the first time.
All right, we'll go to tab three.
Tab three is the budget. This is just really the first draft. We're not going to take any action, but I was going to give it to you, let you just have it for the next month and look it over, and we'll come back to you next month and ask you to adopt this budget. Or if we end up having to change it a little bit, we'll let you know what the changes are. But I've got a timeline on there, kind of tell you what the timeline for the budget this year is. We're going to look at this draft right now. July, we'll ask you to adopt the budget and also adopt a proposed tax rate. This budget has a proposed tax rate in it, and we'll look at that, we'll make it official in July. July 25th, that's the last day for the chief appraiser to give us our certified number. So that budget that I give you in July, it's likely not to be based on the certified number. He may have them early this year, he said. Oh, if he does have it done prior to that July 9th meeting, it will have your real number. But typically when we give you that proposed tax rate, it's based on his preliminary number, but we'll see how that falls. August, that was the month I was going to be gone. We've scheduled this so we don't have to have any action in August. We'll publish the notice of that of our hearing on the tax rate during August around the 17th in the newspaper, and then on September 10th we'll have our public hearing and we'll adopt that tax rate.
There's not likely to be any big change in the certified number since they have six.
No, there's not. You know, usually it doesn't affect our budget more than $20,000 or $30,000. It'll go up a little bit or it'll go down a little bit, but it's not a whole lot of money revenue wise for us. So it won't. I mean, it's not going to be enough to change what the tax rate we propose. That's what I'm proposing this year. So last year we raised it to 0.129, and this year, you know, the plant value was a little bit less. I think we had a 5-year agreement. This was the lowest of the 5 years, but the way things are working out, we're gonna generate more revenue in other areas, so it's gonna about offset the difference. And so revenues wise, if we leave the tax rate where we're at, we're gonna be okay. We can make it work just fine.
I think we just had a 3-year agreement with
them. No, it was a 4-year agreement. I think you're right. I think it was a 4-year agreement.
What's confusing is I think when we were doing that, we had 2 years in arrears.
Right.
And so it was not 5 years going forward. It was those 2 years behind, I think.
Yeah, that's what.
Even in a total of 5, wasn't it, Kevin? Something yes. Like that.
So this is number 3.
This is number 4. This actually, number if four. You
okay.
If you look at this,
well, I don't remember the exact numbers.
If you look at this this tax rate history chart, if you back up to 2015, we were arguing over that 2.7 total taxable value. That's what the lawsuit was about. I think we were backed up 2 years. Maybe we were arguing over the year before, but we ended up settling. They ended up agreeing to that 2.7 value, but for them to agree to that 2.7 value, we had to agree to the next 3 years after it. So the lawsuit was over the 2.7 year, and the only way we could, I mean, we ran out of, some of the entities were, you know, running out of money, and so we ended up having to settle. We settled for, you know, I thought lesser values than what we should have, but the appraisal district was projecting that those next 3 years were going to be low anyway. So we, you know, that's what we've done. I don't know. I don't know if it's. Have you heard from Wes of what he thinks it's going to do next year? I would think it might start trending back up a little bit.
He's saying it's trending up on the kilowatt hours because demand has been so strong. The natural gas has not driven any rise in the kilowatts. It's just been demand. The two components are the cost of fuel on ERCOT and the demand. And the demand for electricity has been good. One, because we've been growing as a state and so on and so forth. But it's been high, so. We'll see.
Well, when it comes to setting that our tax rate for this year, that's wholly what y'all want to do. I mean, if you want to, and it's the same as every year. If we raise the tax rate, we can put a little bit more pipe in the ground. If we lower the tax rate, we'll put a little bit less pipe in the ground. That's really what it boils down to. But we've put together a budget that we feel like is going. We can leave that tax rate right where it's at, and we can get a fair amount of pipe in the ground. And also, you know, we talked last month about getting the service center built. I thought we can get the service center built as well. Now we're actually building that service center off interest from our capital maintenance. So it's not an impact on next year's budget. It's from accumulated interest.
Something along those lines. I just finished reading a book by Richard Rose. It's America, the World's Energy Dilemma. And he used to be a guy that was never for nuclear energy, against it all the way. Now he's a big proponent of it because he thinks that, not in our lifetime probably, but we've got to find a new energy source because it's definitely the air is getting warmer. He's not taking a stand on whether it's natural or caused by man or whomever, but he just says the air is getting warmer and putting carbon back in the air. Now, you have to read with an open mind. You don't have to agree with it, but they have some good points. That we've got to have a cleaner burning energy. We went from wood to coal to oil, and nuclear, he said, is a new generation. Wind and sun would have to be utilized, and he said, man has already always solved their problem, and he said, I hope that they'll continue to solve the problem, but he said that it is a worldwide problem, not just a problem. And nearly all countries have some form of nuclear energy now, of the major manufacturing countries. That's the reason I pointed that out. We're right in the middle of that as far as energy is concerned.
Yeah, we sure are.
And we are, you know, we're really set, looks to me like, location-wise, that what we have out here to either increase it or sort of add to it with gas, you know, that as a state, the state's growing so fast. So, yeah, all right.
Now, I'll go through this budget and hit the high points on it, and I'll talk about as much or as little as y'all want to. We can look at this first page here and hit most of the high points, and I'll kind of go through it, and then you guys will have this thing for the whole month, and I can answer questions for you if you've got them. Very top, operating income. Based on that 0.076, that's the share of our total tax rate that we put on the general fund. We'll bring in 1.681 million. Water sales, $500,000. I think that's up $50,000 from last year. The non-operating income, interest, $25,000. Park revenue, $75,000. That park, this next year will just almost pay for itself. I think it will pay for itself with the exception of the fireworks show, but that park's really become not a real, you know, revenue generator, but it at least pays for itself, and that's unusual for parks of that type. Tap fees, $40,000, that's up quite a bit from last year. We've been selling, bringing on lots of new meters. Late reconnect fees, $2,000, bulk water sales, $1,000. So total revenue, $2.3 million. Operating expenses, that's the office expenses here. It's actually a little less than it was last year because we don't have an election budgeted, $479,000. The big item is distribution. This is John's budget. Last year, I think we had $650,000 in it. This year, we've got 1.37. Is that right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you skip over that second page, you can kind of see the difference between what we had this year and last year. It's nearly all in the water supply improvements down second to last item from the bottom. Last year we had $610,000. This year we've got $1 million in there. That $1 million, it represents $250,000 for the service center. We're transferring that money into the general fund from our capital maintenance fund. So even if you take that out of that one million, we've still got $750,000 to put toward pipelines this year, which
that's
is
140 more than we did.
140
year.
More than we did last year. So we're actually doing leaving our tax rate exactly the same. We're able to do $140,000 more in distribution as we did last year. Part of it is because we're not buying any equipment. Last year we had to buy the service truck. So that used a little bit of our money, but some, basically what it boils down to is after you take that out and a couple of other things, we're about right where we were at last year, revenue wise, and except we're gonna be able to do, you know, $750,000 worth of distribution.
It's gonna cost us a little bit more to put in pipeline and the remaining, because we've got, I know Fossil Realm, that's gonna be an expensive go up that way.
You know, we rebid our contract here the other day, and we actually got a little bit better prices. McInerney, you know, McInerney's not doing it right now. We're back to CJB, and they bid it cheaper than they did the time before, you know, because McInerney had gotten the work from them, and they wanted it back. And so we've got a pretty good price, and they hold that price regardless of where we're going. Yeah, even if it's in tough, we got to pay more if it's in rock, but that's in the contract. But the price of putting it in is the same wherever we go.
But we're going to be going into a lot of rock.
Yeah, we are. I'm gonna jump back to the front page. Parks and Recreation, $116,000. We've got, you know, we've left it about like we always have it. We're still budgeting to work on that bridge. We had this year the time of year that we thought we were going to get to work on that. We had a guy go down with back surgery, and so we were one man shorthanded all during the early spring when we wanted to work on it, so we didn't end up getting too much done over there. But hopefully next year we'll get that bridge put in.
The pavilion's going to be this year's budget.
Yeah, we put three. We're in the process of building three new pavilions down there right now.
Will they be ready for the fourth?
They're supposed to be. I don't know if they will or not. Greg Smith is. We've been waiting on Greg for about a month to build them things. I'm not sure where he's at. He's just covered up. I think he's only got one helper down there with him now. But if Greg will get them in, we'll have them. Production, that's JD's budget. It's $608,000 opposed to $600,000 last year's. Where you can look at it, you can see where we're up a little bit. Mainly, I mean, I believe chemicals jumped up $60,000. I mean, from 50 to 60, so it's up $10,000. Salaries are up a little bit. But all in all, we're pretty close. You know, all along, our goal was to not make any money off of the water that we sell, to sell it for about the same as it cost us to produce it. And you can look right there. It's going to cost us $608,000. To make the water we sell. And if you go back to the revenue, to the very first page, second from the top, we're gonna bring in $500,000. So we're losing $108,000 on the water that we sell. We're subsidizing it to that extent. But that was the philosophy we built.
We said that we would pay for some percent and then taxes would take care of the rest.
Right.
I don't remember what it was. We got it in the lake, and then we said that, didn't we?
What we were originally thinking, and is playing out pretty close to that, is that we would cover our production costs, like he's saying.
Yeah.
And we would do all of our capital improvements through taxation, which is the extensions, running of the park, everything non treatment plant oriented as far as producing the water. And it's playing out very close.
It is playing out, and every year it gets a little bit closer. You know, two years ago we were only bringing in $400,000 in revenue, and we were still at 600, and we were bringing in $400,000. This next year we're going to be at $500,000, and it's still costing us $600,000 to make it. So, you know, every year we get a little bit closer to breaking even on the water, which was our goal.
If you really think about it, the best value for the taxpayer is very affordable water, and us pay for the improvements and extension through taxation. I don't remember what the average house is, but let's say it's $150,000. If they're up on the meter, it is much more economical for them to pay lower water and a little bit of tax than it is for us to load up our water sales to them. It's the best value to the consumer and to the people in the county.
Particularly the moving area, but I think that's one of the best values of Somerville County.
I would think so. If they'd been anywhere else, they would recognize how valuable it is.
Quality and all.
Yeah.
It is going to be a motivating factor in the future for people coming here, that we have to put down the water.
Were you going to say anything about that tap fee? And, get the cost of it?
Yes, I was. I'm glad you mentioned that. Last meeting, Larry asked, we get a few complaints about that $500 tap fee. Larry asked for us to put a price to it, exactly how much it cost. I don't even remember. What did it come out to, $1,100?
It was a little over $1,000, yeah.
I think it was about $1,100 is the actual cost whenever we apply all the brass that we put in the ground, the labor that it costs us. We will expense out our equipment that we send to the job. It's about $1,100 as our cost, and we're charging people $450 tap fee. So we're recovering about half of what we put into them. So we're subsidizing them 50%.
With taxation money.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think that's a home run.
It's an incredible value for the consumer. Maybe because, 75% of the taxation is by the non-residential. And so anything you shift to that, you're directly passing that to the taxpayer that's using the water.
I think the big point in what we're doing, what in the past you've allowed us to come to this point, is the fact that we're putting more money back into it through the taxation that would actually save the consumer money in the long run, because they pay in 13 cents a hundred. They're getting cheaper water.
Right.
Right.
All they're doing is paying for the improvements, and taxation doesn't cover the water for sure, whatever. No. We have a nuclear plant that pays more than that. Thank goodness it pays.
Pretty sweet deal.
One thing I didn't include in here that I wanted to talk to you about, every November, December, our retirement lady comes around and we do our re-rate on our retirement, and she asks me the question, do you want to do anything for your retirees? You want to do a little cost of living for your retirees? And at that point, we're well into the budget and we don't have anything budgeted. So this year I wanted to talk to you guys and see if you want me to budget anything for a cost of living increase for our retirees. The way it was explained to us is that, we can do whatever we want, but a lot of the entities every 4 or 5 years will bump the retirees up a little bit just for a cost of living increase. Difficult to talk about it because we got one sitting on our board here, but but it's
she
you know
what they did for our retire.
You know
what? Whenever they retire, they're completely funded, but it's a set amount, and they get that for the rest of their lives. And but you can do a cost of living increase and it just bumps it just a little bit. I mean, they're really not that expensive. It's not that much money.
But that was my point, is that it's such a small portion of the budget. Why wouldn't
it? you could do a 5% cost of living increase every few years, and it's going to cost you another probably $3,000 or $4,000. It's just, it's up to y'all.
Well, you bringing this up for next year's budget?
No, since this is preliminary, I would include it whenever I bring this final budget to you, back to you. I'll include it in it the next month, and we'll have it in this year's budget if it's something y'all want to entertain.
And we've not done that before.
We've never done it. Of course, Larry, how long have you been retired? 5 years? 6 years?
Three.
No, it's longer than three.
Mom's been retired three.
Four.
So if we did it now, it would be effective for Larry's 5 years for you, I think.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Whatever y'all want to do, I mean, we can wait till next year. I can include it in this year's budget, whatever. I was just going to see what the pleasure of the board was.
When we do that, it directly, that expense one for one passes to us? How do they do that?
Yeah, that expense one for one passes to us, and it's something that whenever we get our re-rate every year, it's going to show. If we put $2,000 in there for cost of living for both of our retirees, every year from now on, that extra $2,000 is going to be on our bill until things change.
So we could change it.
Yeah. And I think once you do it, I don't think you can go back and undo it.
Are most entities doing that every year?
Everybody does. Some of them do it every year, some of them don't do it at all. Just depends on, you know, the situation that they're in, and it's completely a decision of the board as to whether you want to do it or not. I'm asking.
Do they do it by the dollar amount or by the percentage amount?
I think they do it by the dollar amount. You can just, I'm not sure, Maurice, to be honest with you.
So every year, let's play this out. 10 years from now, we have multiple people on the retirement plan, and we can vote to raise them any amount, 3%, 5%.
Yeah.
It's going to be more costly.
And it affects every one of them, and that directly passes to us as a water district.
Yeah.
And then once you've done that, that's for the remainder of their retirement.
Yeah. Now I think what's going to happen is I think the actuaries, once we decide we're going to do that, I think the actuaries will take that into consideration. We owe an additional $2,000 per year for whatever Larry's life expectancy is, and I think they'll calculate that into our calculation, and that'll just be on our
right
on our annual bill.
What would we think about if we did $3,000, this dollar amount this year, and every 3 years we reconsider, because we may want to go to a percentage when we get the number of employees on, like whatever percent, because like Lee's pointing out, the time we get 10 or 12 employees on there, $3,000 not going to give many of them very much of a bump.
Well, that's true. You know what, if
you got to do it by percent.
You that probably,
because everybody's retirement's different.
Yeah.
And we need to vote on it by percent. If we're going to do a 3%, 5%, whatever it is, because Kathy's retirement's different than Larry's retirement.
Well, that's
and if
true.
If you have a whole basket of people in it, it will apply accordingly per percent.
If we did $3,000 this year, then 3 years from now we would probably want to think about going percentage, but we might want to now. I don't know. It's just
I would do a straight percent, I think. That way it can be distributed equally to those that are.
But, you know, some.
The problem doing a percent, I think, now when you just have two, you're going to put that percent higher. And when you get 10 on there, your $3,000 not going to cover the retirement debt.
You're right. A percent is going to be the only way to do it. You're right.
Absolutely.
Down the road, it is, I'm sure. But we're not dealing with 100%.
A percent of what? Of their.
Of theirs.
Of their.
Of whatever their retirement is.
Okay, well. I'm agreeable to doing it.
If y'all wanted to do that, if you wanted to come up with a percentage that was.
It
reflective of the cost of living increase, maybe I could, whenever I start doing these budgets, I could just include a 1% or 2% increase in there, whatever is in line with the
per year, 1 or 2%.
Per year.
The normal cost. So if we're going to review it every 3 years, it makes sense to me that it would be at 5% increments.
Every 3 years.
Every three years. And then we vote on it every 3 years, like you're talking about. Now we pay like 12.5% now, and the employee pays 7% into the retirement plan.
Yes.
And when we increase that, they're going to raise our 12.5%. They'll bring it to a percentage. to equal that amount that we do the retirees probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's gonna be small. It's gonna be a fraction of
right.
that 12%.
Of the overall of what we're paying in because we have so few on the retirement
right.
plan.
Since we're not adopting the budget, we could let Kevin figure the amount.
We can. I'll tell you what, we can make a phone call and we ask him if we give a 5% increase, how much is it gonna cost?
And, yes, and get us exact information and work under the pretense of 5% and us reviewing it every 3 years makes sense to me.
Okay.
Does that make sense to y'all?
Yes, and then we consider it next meeting.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then when we finally adopt it.
So if it goes into effect this year, it'd be the year 21.
Do we pay into that quarterly? How do we pay into that?
Monthly.
Mm-hmm. Every month. Mm-hmm. So you take the total payroll and use a percent for the employees paid and us paid every month, and we send them the money every month.
Yes.
It comes out.
It's a really good fund. Yeah, I think it's 100% basically. 98% funded.
98% funded.
And so it's an excellent retirement program.
It is. But I think that's great that we have that. It's an additional retirement. We don't have a lot of turnover in the fall.
Right. We don't have many retirees, and the two that we have, they just continue to keep helping us out. And I'd like to be able to.
How many years do they have to work here to qualify to receive?
Oh, it's a.
It's
8 years. Is that not a?
At 5%, that would be 1.6% a year on every 3 years cycle for cost of living raise. So that's right.
That's in line.
Right.
How many years did Kathy have?
I don't remember.
Yeah, 12. Was it 12?
Probably 12. And I had 9. So. What you're talking about with Kathy and I is?
Yes, no.
Nothing.
Right.
That's but right. When Kevin retires.
It's different when somebody has 30 years.
Exactly.
In
but they paid him more, too.
Absolutely.
Right. So, there you go.
All right. I'll do that. We'll make some calls. I'll find out exactly what it'll cost us right now to do the 5% every 3 years. I think that's a good plan. If you'll go back to that first page, one more thing I wanted to say about that. Get down to, if you add up all of our expenditures, admin, distribution, parks and recs, and production, total expenditures are $2,574,000 versus $2,324,000 revenue. That's exactly $250,000 more in expenditures than we have revenue. So right below that, where I'm showing where that's coming from, that $250,000 is being transferred in from the capital maintenance and trust, and so that gives us an even budget. So we've got same amount of expenditures as we've got revenue.
And that's for the service center?
That's for that $250,000 for the service center. Mm-hmm. That leaves our fund balance the same spot it's been for about the last two or three years, about at $1.8 million is what we're carrying over from year to year in our general fund. So we'll stay right there. If you want to get in, we can go on deeper into this budget and see the debt. You get back here to the debt service portion of our budget. This year, our debt service payment is going to be $1,161,053 again of our revenue is going to go toward debt service. So 1.174. And revenue will go to offset that 1.161. We'll end up with a $12,000 surplus. So our ending fund balance on our debt service fund starting out at 201,000. We're going to finish up at 213,000.
Where's the debt service?
That's
page.
Well, it just shows to be page.
I'm looking at page one. I thought debt service. Okay, gotcha. That's what the payment's going to be, and then that's part of it.
And then if you'll skip back from there a couple more pages, you get into the capital maintenance and trust budget.
I'm projecting, I mean, boy, the revenue, the interest is really helping us out nowadays on this fund. We're projecting $120,000 in interest income. That's going to pay for almost half of for that service center. The rest of that is interest. The other $130,000 we're pulling over is coming from accumulated interest that we've accumulated over the last couple of years. So that $250,000 for the service center is going to come out of here. It's going to eventually decrease our fund balance from a beginning of a fund balance of 7,004,000 down to 6.87 million. We started.
It'll be all interest.
Our principal that we put in this, I think we put $6.8 million in it. Is the principal that we put in it. So at the end of the year, end of next year, after we build the service center, we're still going to have $74,000 in interest left in there. Excess interest above what we put in it. So we're robbing it, but that was the purpose of us having that, was so we could do something with productive with the interest off of it. And that's it. But I will bring this back to you next month. I don't think we'll have the changes that with regard to the retirees in here, but other than that, I think it should be pretty well the same. So anyway, there's no action necessary. Y'all have any questions or anything you want to talk about on the budget? All right, that's all I've got. My general manager reports next. I'm going to talk a little bit about the fireworks show. It's going to be on the 4th again. It's going to be the same show as every year. We're going to have a band playing. This will be the same deal. Here's the flyer for it. It's our, I can't believe it, but it's our eighth one already.
Yeah.
Last year, we had, of 850 shots, we had about 80 of them not fire last year. They had the technician, I think he just had some of them not wired up. So they're going to give us about an extra 10% this year. So it should be our best show ever, because we've got some, they're going to shoot those duds that didn't shoot last year. You know what? There was a few gaps, not big gaps, but just a couple of seconds where nothing happened, and you really didn't notice it if you weren't paying attention. And I asked them, right after it was over with, I went down there and I said, how many duds y'all got? And he said, well, we got a bunch.
Had some duds.
Yeah, and he said that's what those little gaps in the show were. He said we had some that didn't go. So anyway, we're getting them this year. We didn't. They gave me the option of either making the show longer or making it higher. So I said, let's go higher. Let's leave it at 20 minutes and just go low.
I think that's great.
Do we get a count of how many people?
I don't remember what was the estimate. 3,000 maybe?
3,500 was
3,500 was our estimate, but that's real informal. This year, we're giving out those bracelets.
Wristbands.
Where last couple of years we stamped their hand, but then they go swimming and it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
They just end up with a red smudge on them. But we're giving out those little bracelets this year, so we're going to be able to get a more accurate count, because we'll know exactly how many bracelets we give out whenever they start coming in real fast. We'll see.
They don't end up in the water.
I tell you what, if they get any more than last, it's going to be thick in there.
Yeah, it's going to be thick.
A lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people. That's good. Hey,
So, anyway, it'll be a good show. I'll get y'all some. You know what? Before you leave, I'll give y'all some of those passes, so you'll have them. So don't get out of here without let me give y'all some.
You know, it's amazing that many people have no problem. Do we have any problem with the people that didn't?
You know, not real minor problems.
Well,
hell. You know, and it's usually, you know, drinking, kids, things like that. The police officers have to get onto a few people. They don't get after everybody for drinking if they're drinking out of a cup, but if they're causing problems. But you know, it's a pretty good crowd.
It's been pretty good all the way around it.
Yeah,
it's been a good activity.
To talk a little bit about the weeds. We hired him about 6 weeks ago, but we had to go through the process with Parks and Wildlife of getting approval to treat these weeds. Then it had to go out for public, been out for public comment for 2 weeks, and we've got him scheduled for Thursday. He's coming in Thursday morning. We're going to treat him. So hopefully by the time the fireworks show rolls around, we'll
is that in the water?
Yes.
Yeah,
we're going to be, you know, you can't treat very close to your intake where your water's going into your plant. So the closest we can treat is from about the boat ramp. We'll treat from the boat ramp on around that way where most people swim. And the only reason I'm doing it is just because it's this, I'm afraid we're gonna have somebody drowned out there because of the weeds.
If we're gonna swim, they need to be taken care of.
It's just in the shallow water.
It's just in the shallow water. And it's just a couple hundred yards along the bank right in the park.
What about if it's a chemical, do we have to quarantine that area for a few days? I mean, how do you control
it? No, I mean, it disperses real quickly. That's why we had to go through the process with Parks and Wildlife. They had to approve the chemical, that it was safe to swimmers and everything. We're going to do it at 6 o'clock in the morning. So just as soon as the sun comes up, we're going to do it. And by mid morning, it's going to be safe.
What about fish in there?
It's not supposed to be harmful to fish. They say it's only going to kill the weeds.
Will those weeds come right back?
They'll come back in a couple of years.
But it'll be gone for the year?
Yeah,
it'll be gone. Do you think it might work next year?
It may work next year, because it's taken these things 6 or 8 years to really establish. I think if we knock them back good, it'll take, you know, probably 3 or 4 years for them
Didn't
to come.
Didn't we use it a few years back?
What did
you
know, use it?
We bought some of our own, and we treated it ourselves. It was... What we can buy is not really effective. I mean, we need somebody that knows what they're doing.
What is he going to use, or are they going to use?
Oh, I don't remember the name of it. I've never heard of it before. But the way I've got it in an email in there. But the way they do it is they don't apply it on the surface. They drag a hose along the bottom, so it's dispensing it at the bottom of the lake, so it's getting deep down on those plants.
You know, yeah. You know, your copper sulfate will kill that stuff, but well, it starves the oxygen.
Yeah.
What carbon sulfate does, but you've got to be able where you can reach, throw it out to a scale.
I think that was one of the things we tried. We tried some copper sulfate. The problem with these weeds is the water is so clear; they're growing up from 15 feet deep, it takes a lot of chemical to get them in 15 foot of water. If they were growing in 3 feet of water, it'd be different. Well,
and to get that copper sulfate out far enough.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that skunk weed, I guess it's like what we've got.
What's that?
Skunk weed?
Some people call it skunk weed.
You have to worry about the name.
No, it's not. We've got some skunk weed, but that's not what we're dealing with. What we're dealing with is just common pond weed, is what they call it. But we'll see. He's coming Thursday. We'll see how it works. Also, along that line, we ordered the throw rings. They finally came in last week, and we're getting brackets made. So we're going to have some three throw rings scattered along there. So, you know, that that'll help. Hopefully that'll help.
Swimming area there?
Yeah, we're gonna have one out on that platform, and then on the two piers, we're gonna have a throw ring. Water line extension update. We're still in Plexi Estates over there. It's going real good. I think we'll have it done here probably in 2 or 3 weeks. From there, we're going to Ridgeview. And then we'll be in Ridgeview probably till October, November, maybe December. So that's pretty well gonna do it for us for this budget year. Then we've got our bank account reports. Can I see your? And then we got our bank account reports, and I got our water usage report and the park usage report. Boy, the park is really getting a lot of people this year.
I bet. Obviously,
we're getting more this year.
Yeah.
Every year.
You know, it's surprising to me, though, how many people don't even know that they can go out there. So I have to tell some people about how you can go out there.
That's all I've got.
You know, we had talked about one time expanding the park. We don't want to, but we need to, I guess.
We can. I don't know that we're there yet, but it's the size of it is sufficient, other than for the fireworks show, and we do expand it for the fireworks show. So you know, we may be there here in 2 or 3 or 4 years, but I don't know that we're there right now. But I'll tell you what, after. I think we've got this year, maybe two more years after this year, and we're going to be in really good shape on water lines in 2 or 3 years. I think we're going to have almost all the water lines that are practical for us to put in. We'll have some that are going to require a really big expense that I think we'll have to save up for years. But I think things are going to slow down distribution wise here in 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, running out of roads.
And there's still a whole lot of roads out there, but they just don't have it. They don't have any people. They don't have enough people living on them to justify the expense. But
Mary had brought up about Superior water rating at one time. Is that just a matter of testing?
I
wish John was here. He did check on it. John, it's something that's really important to John, and I know he's working toward that. I think it's time.
I think it's, so many years of carrying it years, or what is it?
I don't know, but I do know it's. You gotta maintain that for a certain length of time to be able to afford that to you. But it's a feather in our hat.
Yeah.
To get that.
I like it. I agree.
To get one.
A superior water supply.
It's not a budgetary item.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No, it's a time. Yeah.
Have we had any builders come and say it with you and ask for water on the road so that.
Not lately. We had one, the piece of that old peanut field on 200 up there, right at 67 and 200. Mm-hmm. We had an inquiry on it here a few months ago, but I think the commissioner's court killed that deal. Other than that, I haven't had anybody, hadn't had a developer lately.
Yeah. All right. I guess we're ready for that motion. If anybody.
I'm moved, will you turn?
Second.
All right, we got a motion. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Nobody wants to say anything. All right.
Hey, I do.